the content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Ramona Nafee with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading theater previews to you from around the Triangle region. Usually we'd also have movie reviews, but unfortunately this week we didn't have any descriptive audio movies, so we will do the best we have. So beginning with a preview of what we do have in upcoming theater, a lot of things that we've mentioned before, starting with Jude the Obscure, Parts 1 and 2. That one's being done in rotation at Burning Coal, and they're going to be showing those two on, or the audio-described version of those two plays, on repeating Sundays. There's April 15th and April 22nd for the two of those. Then in between those, Playmakers is doing Noises Off, and after which, North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South is presenting Steel Magnolias, and the Cary Players are doing The Rainmaker. Another one to suggest is Theater in the Park, and they are doing Leaving Iowa. And as longtime listeners know, Theater in the Park offers audio description for any of their shows as long as you give them 2 weeks' notice. So we have specific dates with the audio-described performance set up for you for these other shows. But with Leaving Iowa, you'll need to give them a call and let them know when to set that up for you. Also, we're going to cover some of the upcoming arts in the ballet scene. We've got coming up pretty soon The Little Mermaid, and then later on in late April, Carmina Burana, and then in May, we're going to start to talk about their Symphony No. 9, Beauty and the Beast combination. And in the symphony world, Mozart's Two Pianos and The Music Man are coming up in late March and early April. So let's go ahead and jump on in to the details. For theater, we've mentioned Jude the Obscure before, but yes, that's coming up even quicker. Jude the Obscure Parts 1 and 2 are being done by Burning Coal. Thomas Hardy's magnificent final novel will be staged for the first time in a musical adaptation. Young Jude Fawley, born into poverty, becomes convinced through the presence of a teacher in his young life that anything is possible. He sets out to raise himself above his position and climb the highest heights. Along the way, the love of his life, Sue Brighthead, will change his thinking about everything. Beautiful Victorian-era music will figure prominently. So their full run is April 12th through May 5th, and again, they're doing this in rotation. And for the audio described performances, Part 1 is Sunday, April the 15th, and Part 2 is 1 week later, Sunday, April the 22nd, and both of those are their 2 o'clock matinees. Now, if you want more information, you can contact Burning Coal through their website. It's www.burningcoal.org, or you can give them a call, 919-834-4001. Again, burningcoal.org and 834-4001. Now, in between those two shows, we've got a midweek performance of Noises Off. This one's being done by Playmakers. In this uproarious comedy, a fifth-rate theater troupe on a bottom-tier provincial show shows us both sides of comedic calamity. A hilarious fiasco of flubbed lines and missed cues ensues on stage, compounded by romantic turmoil off stage. By the time the curtain rings down, both the set and the ingenue will be stripped to their knickers, and you will be helpless with laughter. Their run is April 4th through the 22nd, and the audio-described show is on a Tuesday, so a midweek show here. It's Tuesday, April 17th, and it's at 7:30, so an early evening show. And you can look them up online at playmakersrep.org, or give them a call at 919-962-7529. That spells out play, incidentally, so 962-PLAY, or online, playmakersrep.org. Then kind of finishing out the April theater, we have North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South doing Steel Magnolias, which is probably very familiar as it's a very popular show, but an overview nonetheless. The quintessential story of family and friendship in a unique Southern sisterhood, Steel Magnolias is a skillfully crafted portrayal of eccentricity, loyalty, and love set in a small-town beauty parlor. The title suggests that although they appear delicate as magnolias, the main female characters are tough as steel. Set in the intimate venue of A.J. Fletcher Theater, this humorously revealing play will take you on an emotional journey filled with laughter and tears. Their run is late April, so April 20th through the 28th. The audio-described show is the Saturday, April 28th show. And it is a matinee, so a Saturday matinee. That's 2:00. And you can reach them online at www.nctheater.com. And their phone number is 919-831-6941. Again, this is the North Carolina Theater Broadway Series South, online at nctheater.com. Or you can call them at 831-6941, particularly for their box office ticket sales, you'll want extension 6944. As I said, we've got the Theater in the Park offering. So this is also in April, but the audio described performance in this one is pretty much whenever you want it to be. As a little roast to the classic family road trip, Leaving Iowa is the story of Don Browning, a middle-aged writer who returns home and decides to finally take his father's ashes to his childhood home as requested. But when Don discovers Grandma's house is now a grocery store, he begins traveling across Iowa searching for a proper resting place for his father. This father and son road trip shifts smoothly from the present to Don's memories of the annual torturous vacations of his childhood. Don's journey leads him to reconcile his past and present at the center of the United States. So the full run on this one is April 13th through the 29th, so mid-month there, and just about right, if you'd like to call them. They will do an audio-described show for any of those performances with 2 weeks' notice. So you've got time. If you're interested in those early shows, you can go ahead and give them a call. So it's Theater in the Park, and you can find them online at theaterinthepark.com, and their phone number is 831-6936. Now, that .com is important. There's another Theater in the Park somewhere else in the United States that uses .org. But for the one in Raleigh, you want theaterinthepark.com. But you can always call them. It's 831-6936. And then looking out a little bit further afield, going into May, we've got our final theater review, The Rainmaker. And this one is being done by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center. A beautiful American romantic story set in a drought-ridden rural Midwest town in Depression-era America, this play tells the story of a pivotal hot summer day in the life of Lizzie Curry. Lizzie keeps house for her father and two brothers on the family cattle ranch. She's just returned from a trip which was undertaken with the failed expectation that she would find a husband. This leaves her family worried as much about her becoming an old maid as they are about their dying cattle. When a matchmaking effort with a local deputy proves fruitless, the brothers offer to coach their plain sister on how to win a man. About that time, a charming, confident con man named Starbuck arrives and promises to bring rain in exchange for $100. His arrival sets off a series of events which enables Lizzie to see herself in a new light. It's a story about family, love, and hope that miracles, both large and small, can come true. The run here is April 27th through May 6th. As I said, we're going out a little bit further, so yes, their audio-described performance is all the way out in May. It's May 6th at 2 o'clock, the matinee there. And you can reach them, again, online at carryplayers.org. And you can purchase your tickets online through that website, or you can purchase them in person through the Cary Arts Center, or you can use their eTix service and call 1-800-514-3849 and let them know that it would need to be the Cary Players performance and the Rainmaker. So it might be easier to do this one online. So that webpage again is www.carryplayers.org. But if you want, the phone number again is 1-800-514-3849. So I know this is a quick overview. If you want any additional information about the shows or about the theaters, or you need that phone number one more time, you can always call the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Their number is 832-5138. Leave a message for me, you know, for the theater review person, and I'll be glad to call you back and talk to you more about the theater. Okay, so moving along, our next section is the arts section. We have a couple of offerings for the Carolina Ballet. We have mentioned before the one coming up, The Little Mermaid. This one is coming up pretty soon. It's Sunday, April the 1st, so April Fool's Day, and their audio-described performance here is the matinee, 2 o'clock. And they'll be doing this one at the small venue, Fletcher Auditorium. Two-time Tony nominee and resident guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett brings her amazing storyteller skills to Hans Christian Andersen's enduring fairy tale with a thrilling blend of dance, theater, and music that combines the charm of her family favorite, The Ugly Duckling, with the arresting staging and visuals of her crowd-pleasing Dracula. She again teams with composer Michael Moritz, who has created an original score that captures the splendor of the Sea King's court, the machinations of the evil sea witch, and the tenderness of young love in a show that speaks with both simplicity and sophistication to both children and adults. Now, also featured on the program are four pas de deux playing in rotation. The matinee performances, such as the one on April 1st, will feature two of these pas de deux, no idea which two, an intermission, and then The Little Mermaid. Now, the four that they have to choose from are La Corsaire, one of the most famous classical pas de deux, The Visitation, Adagio, and Sturmische Liebe. Now, these last three are all choreographed by artistic director Robert Weiss to the music of Mozart, Albioni, and Mahler, respectively. Doesn't say which two of these four will be performed on April 1st, but any of those two would be fabulous. Their next offerings are Carmina Burana, and this one is being done later in April. The audio-described show is Sunday, April 22nd, again the matinee, and this one is, they're expecting this one to be a lot bigger. It's being done at Memorial Auditorium. Carmina Burana is also choreographed by Lynn Taylor Corbett, and will feature live music and soloists from the North Carolina Master Chorale. We'll also have a new ballet, no details on that one, by Artistic Director Robert Weiss. And finally, and this is our new one to start to tell you about, they are doing Symphony No. 9 and Beauty and the Beast Sunday, May 20th. So, again, pushing this out to May, late May here. And this is also being done at Memorial and, like their others, is their Sunday matinee performance. Love sees beyond the physical form in Artistic Director Robert Weiss's production of Beauty and the Beast. Set to an original score by Carl Murawski, this is the company's first revival of this story ballet. Completing the evening is Robert Weiss's world premiere, Beethoven Symphony No. 9. Now, those all of these shows are in Raleigh at the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center. For more information or tickets, you can call the ballet line at 919-719-0900. You can also go online at www.carolinaballet.com and order your tickets online. Or you can go through Ticketmaster, and that's www.progressenergycenter.com/tickets. I would recommend calling the ballet line. They've always been very friendly to me. Their number, again, is 919-0900. But if you wanted to go to the Carolina Ballet website, it's carolinaballet.com. And they do have a couple of videos, interviews related to The Little Mermaid on there. So some interesting stuff on their website. Next up, we have a couple of details from, or a couple of shows to tell you about from the North Carolina Symphony. First up, they're doing Mozart's Two Pianos, and this one's being done real soon, March 29th and through 31st. 20-something twin sisters, Christina and Michelle Naughton, offer you a very rare opportunity to hear a real treat in Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos. Thursday, March 29th, it is going to be done at 8 p.m. at Lee Auditorium in Southern Pines, with a pre-concert talk at 7. And then Friday and Saturday, it's March 30th through 31st, the show will be at 8 o'clock in the evening at Mamendi Concert Hall in Raleigh, and there is also a pre-concert talk every night at 7. Their next offering in mid-April is kind of an intersection between symphony and theater. They are doing The Music Man, April 13th through the 15th. For more than 50 years, The Music Man's timeless story of love and devotion, as well as trouble, with a capital T, have delighted audiences of all ages. Now we're staging your favorite selections from the treasured Broadway score, and we don't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase you won't soon forget. So this is Friday and Saturday, April 13th and 14th at 8, and then Sunday, April 15th at 3, and all of those are at Mamendi Concert Hall. Now, we do have time, because of the movie issue. I have time to read you a little news article that has come out about this, describing the a little bit more about that theater connection. This is Familiar Faces Comprise the Cast of The Music Man, by Alexa Milan, writing for the Sanford Herald. Several members of the Temple Theater family are temporarily leaving Sanford for River City, Iowa, as they prepare to mount a production of the classic musical The Music Man, in partnership with North Carolina Symphony in Raleigh. The symphony selected Temple Theater's producing artistic director, Peggy Taphorn, to direct its take on the show, which will take place April 13th through 15th at Mamendi Concert Hall in Raleigh. This is a sort of hybrid between a concert and doing the entire show, Taphorn said. They needed someone who could craft the script and choose the songs with the conductor. North Carolina Symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry and I chose the songs we're going to do, which is about 99% of the songs. Now, the music man follows con man Harold Hill, who makes a living selling marching band instruments and promising to teach music lessons to unsuspecting townspeople, but he hits the road with his money as soon as the instruments are paid for. When he arrives in River City, Iowa, intent on continuing his scheme, he falls for the prim and proper Marion the librarian, and she and the other River City residents melt his heart. Taphorn said the symphony selected the Music Man because of its status as a timeless classic and its focus on orchestration. To have a full orchestra like that is such a huge expense in this economy, so even a lot of national tours have cut back dramatically, Taphorn said. So I think the fact that we get to do this great classic musical with full orchestration is going to be a real treat. The orchestra will play on stage behind the actors, who will perform with no costume changes and no set. The orchestra will be the background, Taphorn said. Without set pieces, it really is up to the singers, actors, and orchestra to sell the show. The cast will have about 1 week to rehearse, plus two run-throughs with symphony before performances begin. Taphorn said that she and the cast are eager to represent Sanford in Raleigh with the Music Man. They're excited to break new territory, Taphorn said. I'm hoping people from this area will come out to support the local talent and to see a great show. Now, tickets to any North Carolina Symphony performance can be purchased by phone at 919-733-2750, extension 401, or you can go online at www.ncsymphony.org/events. And again, the symphony phone number, 733-2750, extension 401 for tickets, and the website ncsymphony.org. So, as I said, we don't have any movies to talk about this week, so pulling in a couple of our other entertainment options. I've mentioned before Narrative TV Network, but it's worth a mention again. They have a channel on YouTube. If you go online to www.youtube.com and search for Narrative TV Network, you can pull up their channel and then see all of their offerings. What's going to come up and play automatically when you go to their channel is the most recently added video that they have, which is National Geographic Presents The Conspirator, The Plot to Kill Lincoln. The trial of Mary Surratt for her role in the assassination of Abraham Lincoln has long been a matter of debate. Did Mary deserve to die? Other very recently added videos include National Geographic Explorer, The Angel Effect, A 9/11 Survivor, An Astronaut, A Sea Diver. Each felt a mysterious presence that guided them to safety in their time of greatest peril. Explorer peers inside the brain to break down the barrier between the supernatural and the science behind this phantom being. And National Geographic Naked Science, Telepathy, a review of twin studies and other recorded accounts of telepathy. So as you can see, Narrative TV Network is usually pretty strong on National Geographic and other science-related TV shows. And you can go to their channel, bookmark it, and watch some of these really interesting shows. Another website that's worth going to go visit is the Described and Captioned Media Program. It's www.nccmedia.org. dcmp.org. They have several theater-themed audio-described videos, as well as quite a bit of learning information available. The DCMP's mission is to promote and provide equal access to communication and learning for students who are blind, visually impaired, deaf, hard of hearing, or deaf-blind. The DCMP Media Library has over 4,000 free loan described and captioned media titles available to registered Level 2 members, and it is free to register. Some of the theatrical-related courses include things like Stages of Theater 1, Greek and Rome, Stages of Theater 2, Medieval and Renaissance, so some theater history. Then there is the five-part Adventures in Voice Acting. There's also a six-part series on the history of Western art. There are biography programs on Shakespeare, Rembrandt, Picasso, much, much more. As they said, they've got 4,000 of these. A lot of topics other than theater, but if theater is in your interest, they definitely have things there to interest you. And I've got a little bit here about their program. This is a bit of a press release about their new partnership with Caption Max. And they said they were going to be able to present hundreds of hours of innovative, accessible media made possible by a special collaboration and partnership with Caption Max. Caption Max, as they say, is a nationally recognized full-service captioning and media description company that provides services to the broadcast, corporate, home entertainment, educational, and government media industries. They have provided top-quality captioning services since 1993 and have been on the forefront of media description for the blind and visually impaired since 2003. They have a description here of what is description in this context. As they say, description is the verbal depiction of key visual elements in a television program, video, DVD, or other multimedia presentation, inserted into natural pauses in the program's soundtrack. The description provides information that would otherwise remain inaccessible to someone who is blind or visually impaired. It is similar to captions in that both are important tools for equal access. And while, as it says, while captioning has enjoyed almost four decades of development and successful implementation, description is still relatively new to the scene. Thus, their appreciation of the Caption Max contract. If you would want to check them out, it is online at www.dcmp.org. It's definitely a lot of connections there with the Department of Education and some other really top-notch organizations. So www.dcmp.org. And we have now run out of time for today's episode of Theater Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ramona Nafee, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time.